say a month from today, there's going to be a demonstration and you want to get people into it. Would you do anything differently at all?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, if it's a cause, like let's just say the student rates are going to go up, you know, and they're trying to rally people together. Well, obviously, I would use social media channels to at least maybe write a blog post about it, start there, and get people to start sharing that blog post via social media channels, which will start to get kind of some exposure for it. It's the equivalent, right, of getting something in the school newspaper. And then use that as a leverage vehicle to get people to, you know, come to a rally, for example. That's the kind of stuff, you know, that would work. Back in the day when I was in college, people had to make banners and paste them up on the walls of the campus. I don't even know if they do that anymore, you know. Now that we've got social media, it makes it so much easier. But letting your voice be heard using blogs is very, very powerful. You could do the same thing, of course, by writing a note on Facebook. But I think a blog would be a really, really powerful way. It requires work. One thing I don't want to make anybody think that it's easy to get people to act. As a matter of fact, it's extremely difficult to get people to act, especially college students, because college students are some of the most busy people that you know. They've got all these different courses that they're taking, all these different things that they're committed to, and the fact is there's a lot of things vying for the attention of college students, and that same thing, of course, goes to people regardless of whether they're college students. So there has to be some real strong reason for them to stop what they're already committed to and all the deadlines that they're up against to partake. And that's why you got to think strategically. That's why you have to build things. Rome wasn't built in a day. You're not going to build a revolution in a day either.
With people being so inundated, with so much to do, with so much information all the time, how do you stand out?
Well, I think it comes down to, once again, creating things that people care about. Maybe you create a video that has a really compelling message behind it. Maybe you work with someone in the film school or something, you know, or one of the students has got a video camera that's really good at creating something unique, and maybe that video will go viral and that will get some exposure. You know, if someone in your group is really creative with photography or with writing, it seems that photos and videos are the things that spread the fastest in the world of social media, especially among students. So that's one way to really stand out. But, you know, you got to step back. You have to have a strategy. You can't just expect that if you put a really interesting picture that might get someone to spur some people to action, that all of a sudden they're going to act, because if you don't already have a network in place of people that are like-minded, then it may not go anywhere. This is where sometimes it makes sense to build relationships with people that maybe have a pretty good following. Clout, KLOUT.com, is an interesting little service where you could put someone's Twitter ID in there, maybe a student, and kind of determine whether or not that person has pull or reach. And maybe you could try to build strategic relationships with some of those kind of people on campus so that when you need to get the word out, perhaps they're willing to help you out.
Clout.com. I hadn't heard of that one before.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool new site.
And this will actually measure where people are going, how many Twitter followers they have. Do I understand you correctly?
It's on a scale of 1 to 100. It will tell you how powerful their reach is. It analyzes things like, for example, how many people do they have following them? What percentage of those people retweet them? It kind of helps determine who are the thought leaders, who are the movers, who are the shakers. And all you got to do is put in a Twitter ID. It's super powerful.
Wow, that's a really cool concept. Mike, in your new book, Launch, you have, and we briefly touched on this, the give gifts to people concept. What else can you tell me about that when it comes to college students who are trying to get somebody interested in what they have to market?
Just remember that at the end of the day, nobody likes to be hard sold on anything, whether or not that is a product, whether or not that is to join a movement. Nobody likes that. Instead, if you figure out a way to be a servant, how to give people what they really want, and what they really want typically are valuable tips, how to do things. You want to make it simple for people. If you can figure out how to provide outstanding content to, let's just say, club members, you know, those club members are going to love you because you become a resource for them all of a sudden, instead of just becoming a group that is constantly being asked to act. And by giving those things without any implied requirement, like I'm giving you this free content, therefore you must come to my rally. When you strip out the requirement of action, people will receive these as a gift instead of as a lure designed to get them to do something. That will connect with people at their core. And when you become valuable to people, when you become indispensable to people, some of those people are going to be willing to help. And that is how you build a following. That is how you change the world.